AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. TikTok is facing a deadline to avoid a ban in the U.S.
The Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal law banning TikTok beginning Sunday unless it is sold by its China-based parent company. The justices ruled the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China outweigh concerns about limiting speech. TikTok has 170 million users in the U.S. A sale does not appear to be imminent. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says all is not lost for TikTok.
The president has the authority under the law to delay the sale or the ban, actually, by 90 days. I suspect President Trump will invoke that authority when he comes to office to allow a sale to go through.
President-elect Trump vowed that he could negotiate a solution, saying he has a warm spot for TikTok.
Because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
And Trump says TikTok was among the items discussed in a conversation with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Trump's pick to be Homeland Security Secretary, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, has been facing senators today during her confirmation hearing. She says she agrees with Trump's stance on immigration.
Now, securing our homeland is a serious sacred trust that must be relentlessly pursued and can never be taken for granted. Being safe within our borders here in America is critical.
Homeland Security would be central to Trump's plans for mass deportations. The International Monetary Fund expects the world economy to grow a little faster and inflation to keep falling this year. But it warns the outlook is clouded by President-elect Trump's promises to slash U.S. taxes, impose tariffs on foreign goods, ease regulations on businesses, and deport millions of immigrants working illegally in the U.S. This is AP News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is welcoming Iran's president to the Kremlin in Moscow.
The presidents of Russia and Iran have held talks in the Kremlin before the signing of a broad cooperation pact to deepen their partnership amid stinging Western sanctions. The Kremlin says the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Treaty that's being signed on Friday by Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian covers all areas, from trade and military cooperation to science, education, and culture. The signing comes ahead of Monday's inauguration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has pledged to broker peace in Ukraine. Welcoming Pezeshkian as they sat for talks, Putin said the new treaty will give an additional impulse to practically all areas of their cooperation. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.